tonight is kind of a really good celebration of all that hard work. So we're really excited to see that it's likely going to pass. And really, this is kind of just the beginning of the next step for a lot more work that's going to continue in the future.
Yeah, that's right. There is some expected work. It seems like working with the legislature and the governor and establishing some of the guidelines that were put out there and presented during this campaign will need to be addressed.
Yeah, you know, we entered into those negotiations a few weeks ago. We've had dozens of hours of meetings, and what's emerging in this agreement is basically Prop 2. We started with Prop 2 as the framework, but we put some additional guardrails around it. We've made some tweaks. In some ways, it's even better. In some ways, there's some silly stuff in there. But all in all, it ended up that the opposition agrees with this new agreement, and it's basically 90% of Prop 2. So regardless of what happens tonight, and it appears Prop 2 is going to win, moving forward, we're going to have Prop 2 at about 90% of its substance, but with the blessing and endorsement of all of the opposition, and that's going to help for the long term of this program to be enacted and then be able to get implemented.
And what is the expected implementation of some of these allowable uses of medical marijuana or cannabis?
So it's going to take a couple years for all of the businesses to set up shop and get everything going and all of the bureaucratic processes in place. However, we designed Prop 2 and this agreement to have legal protections for patients on day one, which is looking like it'll end up be in early December when the laws will actually be enacted. What that means is patients can use approved cannabis forms who match up against the condition list. And if they're caught, they basically have a get-out-of-jail-free card to show a judge and say, look, I'm actually on this approved list. I have cancer or, you know, chronic pain or whatever. That's a strong legal protection so that these patients can start using product that they get from wherever, likely out of state, and that they can begin using their medicine and know that if they're ever caught by any police officer, they at least can go to a judge and say, look, I'm actually a patient, Prop 2 passed, here's my legal protection. And so, you know, they're going to go to Nevada or Colorado or wherever to obtain their actual medicine since it's not yet available in a Utah dispensary. But in the meantime, they at least have access. They can start using their medicine and know that should they ever be caught, they have a legal remedy at their disposal.
Do we have an idea how prepared doctors are to implement this product as part of a medical treatment?
So, you know, this is a new territory for a lot of physicians who have never really had to do this before in Utah. But as you look at other states, you know, we have 30-plus states that have medical programs. Doctors figure it out pretty quick. And there are a number of doctors already who have been studying the research, who know that this can benefit. They talk to colleagues at conferences and other states. And so we know that there's a number of physicians out there, especially pain physicians. Those types of physicians are especially receptive to having this alternative, being very eager to start directing their patients down that path rather than the path of opioids.
So will there be any training or any help given to Utah physicians as we transition into this in the coming months?
Not in the coming months, but as the new compromise or agreement is enacted, there will be some required physician training as part of that. And so that will eventually begin to happen. But you give this a couple of years for full implementation, and we're going to have a lot more physicians feeling comfortable about participating in the program.
In the initiative, there was the stipulation that those who did not have access could potentially grow the product at home. Where does that stand? And, you know, as you work on the negotiations, what was the conversation surrounding that particular aspect of being able to have the plants at your home? I think it's up to 6 plants.
Yeah, that was one of the first provisions to go in the negotiations. Our opponents were very concerned about people being able to grow their own plants. We actually never intended that to happen. It was more kind of a pressure point to make sure that the government would move forward with implementation. And so it was kind of a last resort that if they, you know, had bureaucratic obstacles undermining the program moving forward, we were going to say, look, as a last resort, let these patients grow their medicine if you're not going to give it to them. And so that was negotiated out, and that's one of the provisions that substantial provisions that was changed from Prop 2, and so that will not be in the agreement any longer.
How about the distribution? I know that Governor Gary Herbert has said he would like to have the distribution happen through health departments in each of the counties. Is that still under discussion?
So they're under the agreement, there will be 5 privately owned dispensaries or medical cannabis pharmacies, as they're called. So those will be somewhat modified versions of your typical dispensary. And then there will be one, what's called a state central fill medical cannabis pharmacy. So this is kind of a government-run version that we'll deliver to the local county health departments. So you're going to have this hybrid system of some private entities that you can walk into as a patient, show your card, buy your product, or you can kind of call this central fill government version, theoretically, if it ever gets set up, and we're a little skeptical, but you could call them and then they would send through a delivery method your medicine out to the county health department, and then you could go pick it up at a county health department near where you live.
What does tomorrow look like for you and those who have worked so hard on this campaign?
We'll probably exhale a little bit, maybe go get a massage and take a nap. But, you know, we have the special session ahead of us, and we're still having meetings. We're still in dialogue with some of the other folks in that group, continuing to refine that proposal from lots of input that we're getting from different stakeholders. So those discussions are going to go forward. The special session will likely be in a few weeks. And so we have a little bit of homework still to do, a lot of discussions and seeing how this agreement is going to end up. So we still have quite a bit of work ahead of us to kind of wrap this up and take it over to the regulators who can begin to implement.
Thank you so much for your time.
All right. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.